USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two mass shootings within hours of each other on Saturday, President Trump's ordered flags be lowered to half staff. And he'll address the nation about the shootings at 10 o'clock Eastern Time today. Trump said yesterday the nation shares in the pain and suffering of those affected, and he condemned the hateful and cowardly acts in El Paso, where a gunman killed 20 and is now in custody, and in Dayton, Ohio, where a gunman killed 9 before he was killed by police. The Dayton police chief says,
any suggestion at this time of motive would be irresponsible. We do not have sufficient information to answer the question that everyone wants to know. Why?
The 21-year-old suspect in the El Paso shootings is believed a white supremacist. They're calling it an act of domestic terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We told you at the top of the newscast that President Trump is planning to address the nation about two mass shootings over the weekend from the White House at 10 a.m. Eastern today. He did talk about it with reporters as he was leaving New Jersey to head back to Washington last night.
We have done much more than most administrations, and it's not really not talked about very much, but we've done actually a lot, but perhaps more has to be done. But this is also a mental illness problem. If you look at both of these cases, this is mental illness.
North Carolina, the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for so-called conversion therapy for minors. Governor Roy Cooper citing high suicide rates by those who've undergone that therapy when he signed the executive order that prevents state money from being used to try and change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a new number one at the box office. USA's Wendy King runs it down.
You guys have to work together.
No way. This guy's a real ass.
The top movies at the box office over the weekend, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number one, grossing $60 million. Dropping down to number two, the remake of Disney's The Lion King at $38 million. At number three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at $20 million. Number four is Spider-Man Far From Home with $7 million. And dropping down to number five, Toy Story 4. Also at $7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. This is USA Radio News.